Season 2, Episode 3. We start today's adventure with Lemur sleeping in his bed, having a nice dream. He was on a football field playing a real NFL football game with Dak the Yak from the Dallas Cowpokes. Lemur lined up against the New York Goliath corner. Dak hiked the ball and Lemur took off running. He was lightning fast and zoomed right into the end zone. Dak threw him a pass and Lemur caught it. As he danced in the end zone, two defenders came and tackled him into two different pieces. He woke up screaming.
Whoa, that was a weird messed up dream. I wonder what it means.
He got up out of his bed and put on his turtle slippers and checked his phone. He lifted a 10-pound barbell for a few seconds and quickly got dressed. He wore his Wake and Bake shirt and grabbed his radio badge. Hopped into his car, went to grab Rocky and Fauna. He would pull up in front of Fauna's house and beep his horn twice.
Hey, Bird Dog.
Lemur, thanks for letting us carpool with you. Do you have everything? Banners, zip ties, giveaway stuff?
What's goody, friends? And yep, it's all in my trunk.
So, Lem, do you think Chicken Alfredo and the Sauce will play the bun song today?
I hope so. I mean, how could they not? Especially with a line like, oh, that bun's so scandalous, watching it flip a flopolish.
Flow loose like a goose, it could be a dish, it was living inside a taco.
A pause occurred till Rocky cleared his throat.
Lem, next part's on you.
No, dude. It's bad enough that that's the first song I've heard today. Now, it will probably be stuck in my head all day. No, I'm just not gonna participate. If you gotta do it, do it. Get it out.
Aw, come on, Lem Dog. Just once. Do it for us. Do it for your friends, though. Do it for the hour and a half drive we got ahead.
Ugh, fine. I'll pop in. Go ahead and start.
She's got a beehive bun. Bun, bun. Flop-a-loosey bun. Bun, bun. Space buns run. Run, run. I think I'll say it again.
Beehive bun. Bun, bun.
Space buns run. Run, run. All night long. Baby, I could be your lemur bone.
Baby, bounce the bunnies all night long.
I want to see the bunny bounce.
I wanna make the bunny mount. Bounce bunnies, bunnies on my lawn. Yeah.
You guys are too epic. Hey, Lem, I gave my sis a ticket. Keep an eye out for her, please. Also, I know she had a very good time the other night.
I figured as much. I wasn't worried.
You liar. When he picked me up the other night, it's all he talked about was, oh, Sadie, she's so funny. Oh, she smelled so good. Her eyes are blue like the sky. She's so beautiful. I like her even more than T-Swift.
Shut up, dude. I told you that in private and in confidence. That don't sound like that.
It's all good, Lem. Let's just say the feelings are mutual.
They arrive at the fairground where the Whamfest is taking place. Fauna gets out of the car and starts unloading everything. As she's doing this, she is directing stagehands to finish the stage, vendors where to go, artists where to hang out, eat, and set up. Rocky and Lemur started bannering the whole fairground, from fences, barns, and the stage. When they got done, they headed on the road to banner some signs to let you know that you were heading in the correct direction.
Last one, dude, then we can head back.
Rocky put up the banner on a sign that said, Whamfest, 1 mile ahead. A car pulled in behind them. A tall Loris got out of the back seat. And a little blue chick and Lemur sat in the front.
Hey man, I'm Lance the Loris from Broken Models. We're supposed to be playing Whamfest today. Any chance you could guide us there?
Lemur kept staring back at the lemur as he couldn't believe what he was seeing. It was like he was looking at his biological twin, but not really.
Hello, yo dude.
Wow, Lemur, look, it's your twin.
Nah, that's just Josh and Jamie.
Lem? Hello? Alright, we got you, Bird Dog. We're heading back there now anyway.
Sweet, thanks, bro.
The Loris quickly hopped into the back seat of his car, while Rocky and Lemur got in theirs, and they all started heading back.
Dude, this gotta be the easiest job ever! Like, every day, it gets so easy! Maybe I work for like a total of 4 hours, instead of 8 like a normal chump. Yeah, and getting paid minimum wage is awesome! Lemur? Hello?
Huh? What?
What's with you, Bird Dog?
Well, did you see that lemur, Josh? He looks just like me!
Right. What if he's your doppelganger?
Like what? My evil twin?
What if you're the evil one? Stop joking! joking me, Liam.
I'm not joking you, it's the Force.
The guys pull into Whamfest. They get out of the car and start walking around inside past the vendors.
Here, you okay, little bird dog? Have a free berry water.
He pulled the water from his pocket.
Thanks, bud. I'm surprised they didn't hire monkey butlers for this gig. It's that easy.
Hello, I'm a monkey butler. May I wipe your ass?
They didn't see that there was actually a monkey butler vendor nearby. He closed his eyes, all evil-like, and pointed at them with an evil grin. Lemur walked over to the front gate and opened it up, and security started to let a few people inside. Early birds.
Whoa, look, dude! The early birds are here early! So, what do we do with the bands and other vendors? How do they get in?
They can use the VIP entrance. You know, the one we just came in.
A car drove up to Lemur and Rocky, filled with lemmings and a turtle. Tommy was the turtle. Red Undead Lemmings was the band. A lemming popped out and went over to talk to Lemur and Rocky.
What? Bender the Offender? Red, is that you?
Lemur, heck dude, how are you doing?
I'm good. Doing late nights with Lemur on the radio now.
Dude, that's Shatter.
What Shatter mean?
What Shatter is late nights with our Lemur dude. Hey, think you can introduce us?
Rocky, meet Red.
No, I meant up on stage.
He looked over at Rocky.
Hey, Ricky. Wait, didn't we go to school together?
It's Rocky, damn it! I need to get a new breast badge. But yeah, we did.
So Red, I don't see why not. Let me pass it up the chain of command and see if it's possible.
Shatter.
Shatter.
So we can get in this way? Or where do we need to go to get in and get ready and set up?
Shatter. I like that. I can show you the way, Bird Dog. You can use that.
Rocky hopped into the back of the Lemmingmobile, and he took them to the VIP entrance. Lemur wasn't paying any attention and got left behind.
Hey, you salted goldfishes! You left me behind!
He went to walk back to the front gate. He passed through when a cute honey badger security guard asked him for his ticket.
Ticket, please, sir.
Okay, I'm working here.
He didn't turn around, and he just kept walking forward. A few steps later, he would be tackled to the ground and tangled up like a rodeo pig.
Oh!
She grabbed a radio and said into it,
Big Mama, come in. I've got a jumper, and I'm coming your way.
Big Mama? Who's Big Mama?
Rocky was in the back seat with all the lemmings jumping all over the van. He turned to Tommy and said,
Tommy, I didn't know you still drum for the band.
Yeah, little bro. I do it when they need me to.
So, you still with that Kimberly chick?
Nah, we broke up.
Oh, yeah? How so?
She realized I wasn't gonna buy her new car. I offered her a used car, but she didn't like that. We fought, she left. Oh well, the world keeps on spinning.
I don't get it.
Some chicks and some dudes, I guess they just be crazy. They don't know what they want, so how could you or I?
Sing it home, brother.
You ever have something so delicious, you would almost do anything for it? Like a mango or chocolate or...
Sex?
Yes.
You're weed too.
Wow, thanks. Anyway, you know sometimes you get twisted in the moment and you say dumb things?
Oh, I know. I've been there with Finger Blaster.
I want to know.
The band stopped jumping around and quieted down. Rocky realized he was in the van with the band, Red Undead Lemmings. He started fangirling out and taking pictures.
So, I gotta know, any chance you guys are playing Suicide Jumper tonight?
Is that one your favorite?
Hell yeah! Suicide Jumper, where will you fall? Suicide Jumper, ba-da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It's actually about suicide awareness. Most people don't know that. But us lemmings, as a collective, if one jumps, we all jump.
That's beautiful.
Whoa, that's so shatter.
Who wants to go to Mars where the humans live?
Tommy lit up a joint and he handed a sugar cube to Rocky.
Enjoy, my friend, but be careful and drink lots of water.
Wow, thanks, man. Fred, go shatter that stage.
They pulled up to where the band trailer was and started unloading all their gear. Rocky went back from behind the stage, the VIP area, and saw Fauna. He ran over to her.
Fauna! Fauna! Hey, Fauna, look at what I got from Red Undead Lemmy.
He made sure she saw it, but quickly shoved it in his mouth.
Was that drugs?
No. It was a cube of sugar that Red Undead Lemmings gave me.
Fauna reached over and kissed him and said,
Go and enjoy the show. Broken Models is about to start. So just do me a favor and keep an eye on the banners and make sure they stay hung.
You know what else you want hung?
Rocky!
What? I was gonna say a picture.
Yeah, sure you're gonna say picture.
Thanks, babe. You're the bestestest.
I still need your help to clean up.
She shouted as he ran into the crowd.
Woo! Free show!
He looked at the program to see who was playing after Broken Models. It said Chicken Alfredo on the program. And then Red Undead Lemmings after that. We see the Honey Badger guard carrying Lemur walk past Rocky. She walks up to Fauna and throws Lemur on the ground and says,
What am I to do with this derpy?
Oh!
Oh, my Bugs Bunny, he works for us. Haven't you ever heard of Late Nights with Lemur?
I could have swore it was a fake all-access bag. Oopsie.
She bent over and apologized.
I'm so sorry, hun.
And went back to the front of the gate.
Sheesh, where did you find that little tiny Amazonian from?
She does a nice job.
Yeah, I guess. When she does it right. She's a little rough, though.
Liam, I got two things for you to do. Stupid easy. Make sure banners stay up and keep an eye on Rocky. He took a sugar cube. Ugh. I think he's tripping. I just sent him off into the crowd. One, he's an intern. And two, he won't be able to help anybody in that condition. He was supposed to be looking after banners as well, but...
Okay, I'm on it. Let me know if you need anything else.
No. I mean, wait. Is there any way you can help put the radio station vehicle in front of the fairgrounds where people are walking in? I'm sorry, I know it's a lot, but it advertises us much more.
I gotcha.
She went to walk away when Lemur said...
Wait, I got one more thing I gotta run by you. So, I was talking to Red Undead Lemming earlier, and they asked if maybe I could introduce them on the stage tonight, but I would have to be free to do that. Is that a possibility? Maybe? Figured I would run it by you first, since we're working as a team.
You know, Liam, I appreciate that. Go ahead. I'll make sure you're free. And thanks for all your help, friend.
That's what friends are for.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. It doesn't matter after a long, hard day. Cause you got a friend in me. You know, you're no fun if you don't contribute.
Lemur climbed into the radio station vehicle, the Gloomy Dusk. He turned on the vehicle and started to drive it slowly through the crowd. He yelled,
Come on, move, you jackass!
Sorry!
Lemur parked the car in the front. What he didn't realize is that he parked it in some mud, and it began to sink. It would be tough to move once it settled. He grabbed shirts and CDs and handed them out to people in line. He made sure he stood next to the Honey Badger guard as he handed everything out. When they had a moment of no line, she turned to Lemur and said,
Hey Lemur, I'm Honey Badger Hannah. Sorry about, earlier. Sometimes I can take my job a little too seriously.
Hey, no need to apologize. I should have said something earlier. You just caught me off guard.
That's so sweet of you to make excuses, but I'm a blunt badger, and I'm wondering, are you single?
I think so, but I don't really know. You know, they call me Honest Lemur, and to be perfectly honest, I asked out this beautiful squirrel girl the other day, but she had just had her heart broken, so she didn't want to jump into anything right away. So I don't really know.
Well, I'm not one for playing games. Here's my number.
Thank you?
An awkward pause occurred.
Hey, you know what I always wondered?
What's that?
I'm pretty confident that I could take my paws from my back and move them to my front while handcuffed.
I'll bet you $20 you can.
All right, you're on.
A line of people started to emerge as Hannah handcuffed Lemur. Some people in the crowd, not knowing what was going on, even cheered her on. She stepped back and said,
Alright, let's see you do your thing.
Lemur fell to the ground. He slid his paws past his butt, down his legs, and over his feet. He jumped up and said,
Ha ha, sucker!
He went to run away, but ended up tripping over his own dumb feet and fell down. Everybody watched and laughed. A couple of rhinos would jump out of line and pick him up and carry him back up to the guard. They even inquired since they brought him back that they got to get in for free. But Hannah just let them butt everyone in line, took their tickets, and let them pass.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Damn it, son. I am impressed. Maybe you can make my bunny bounce later.
She handed Lemur the $20 and her number as she walked back to her assignment. As soon as Fauna laid eyes on Lemur, she ran over and said,
Have you seen Rocky anywhere?
No, I just got the wham truck in front. If you want, I'll go looking for him.
Wait, no. I need you to cover the merch table.
Oh, the merch table? Come on, I hate working with money. That's why I do a radio job.
Well, the guy who was doing it was stealing money, so I had him arrested. I need somebody trustworthy. Come on, Liam, just do it till you gotta go introduce Red Undead Lemmings, please. Come on, I did put in a good word with my sis for you.
Am I really all you got? How about Wake and Bake?
Wake is high as a kite, and Bake is wasted.
Fine.
Lemur went to the barn and sat down and counted the money. When he added everything up with the items that were sold, the money that he had didn't match. There was obviously money missing. Lemur thought quickly on his feet and changed the prices, so at least now the merch table would hopefully break even. We backtrack to Rocky a half hour ago. We see him engulfed in the center of the crowd while Broken Models is playing their last song, All Alone. Rocky was looking around when he saw Lemur get into the Wham radio vehicle and start to drive. At first glance, he thought Lemur was running people over in the crowd, but then the vehicle slowly lifted off the ground and flew up towards the sun and disappeared. He looked over by the side of the stage and saw Tommy. He shouted,
Yo, Tommy! Yo, T!
He was waving his arms, but when he got close enough, he realized it was just a post stuck in the ground. The early birds were watching him and laughed at him.
Stupid drugs! Making my stupid eyes see a post that I thought was Tommy the Turtle. Stupid Tommy. Being hungry. Are you ever not hungry, Tommy?
He walked by to the nearest vendor and got in line. When he got to the counter, he was greeted by a good-looking lioness who took his order.
Hi, can I have a, number 4 and, whatever else you can rummage up?
He paid the woman and went to pick up his order.
Whoa, I got order 69. That's great.
He was looking at his receipt, and when he looked up, he saw a monkey butler come to the window. He pointed at Rocky and said,
Order 69?
Monkey butler!
Rocky took off running.
I'll get you! I'll find you! You see, I have an unusual set of skills.
He chased after Rocky with his food order. Rocky, scared, ran into the safety of the crowd. As he looked around, he could see different species of animals. Meerkats, squirrels, eagles, deer, bucks, lemurs, lemmings, and Morty the Mortician.
Hello, buddy. Great show so far, huh? Oh, my Bugs Bunny. Holy cow. You're not real, you're not real, you're not real. Here I am. And I'll be seeing you real soon. Because you can give up easy or use all your ambition. But nobody escapes. I know. Morty, the Mortician. Blast, how dare you cut me off?
Rocky took off, running deeper into the crowd. He looked at the sky and watched it change different colors. The clouds flickered at him as well. We can hear glimpses from songs like... until he passes out. Right before Rocky passed out on the ground, he said,
Hey, this is some strong shit. I can see the sound move through the air, through the speakers.
The monkey butler rushed over after seeing him collapse. Lemur was still in the barn, bored to tears. Ye could hear the song Kick Out the Meows by Chicken Alfredo playing in the background. Red, from the band Red Undead Lemmings, walked into the barn.
How are we doing so far?
I don't know, let me count it up.
He handed Red the money of the merch he sold for his band.
Damn, I didn't think we'd do this good. You know, this is how the band makes money to get from show to show.
I know, that's been my selling point. I also say, if you want him to come back, you'll buy a CD or at least a shirt.
Red counted the money and handed some back to Lemur.
Make sure you meet up with me after the show, and grab a t-shirt in your size. It'll look better when you present us on stage. I'll see you in a few.
Red turned around and walked away. Some fans rushed over, begging for his autograph when he left the barn. Everyone would follow. With the barn cleared for the moment, Lemur got up and closed the doors. Fauna came in with her sister Sadie, and Lemur handed her the money, and Fauna walked away silently.
Hey, stranger. Long time no see.
She leaned forward and hugged Lemur.
Come on, Red Undead Lemming is next.
All right, give me 1 minute.
I hope they play Suicide Jumper. That's my favorite.
Chicken Alfredo was up on stage and announced that they were going to play one more song before they got off. That song would be the Bun Song.
Suicide Jumper is my favorite too. You know, I used to be in that band in high school.
By bugs, you're right. Weren't you guys a cover band back then?
Yeah, we had fun. We thought people would never pay us to hear our songs, so we used to play other people's songs. I think it was Red that had the dream of making his own. And, well, look at them now. Now they're living that dream.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Oh, this old thing? I gotta introduce the band. You wanna come up on stage with me?
No, I think I'll pass. I don't like public speaking. Freaks me out. But I'll be in the front row waiting for you when you get done. I was hoping we could hang out a little.
I'll do my best, but I am gonna have to work a little bit too.
Maybe I can stay afterwards and help you clean up?
I would totally like that. A lot.
Oh wait, I remember now. Didn't you and Red get in trouble for playing a masturbation song at the cabaret concert one time?
Oh my bugs, you're right. I totally forgot all about that. Oops.
Hannah, the honey badger, was going to walk up to Lemur and see if he wanted to enjoy Red Undead Lemmings with her. But when she watched the chemistry between Lemur and Sadie, she gave up and walked away defeated. To only make matters worse, she watched Lemur reach into his pocket, pull out her number, and throw it on the ground with the rest of the trash around. Lemur grabbed Sadie and dipped her into the Bun Song.
I'll be right back. I just gotta announce the band.
Lemur walked backstage and gathered up with the band. As they got together, they would walk out on stage and greet the crowd.
Hey everybody! How are you guys doing tonight? Some of you may know who I am, but for those that don't, I am Lemur. I do late nights with Lemur here at Wham Radio. I want to take this opportunity and thank everyone for coming, and hope that you're all having a great time. Now, it is with my deepest, greatest honor to introduce Red Undead Lemming!
Lemur hopped off the stage and got into the crowd and stood next to Sadie. Meanwhile, Fauna was dealing with the vendors.
What do you mean you have no water? It's like 98 degrees out.
Someone come from radio station, take it all.
What do they look like?
He wants more chalk.
Damn it, Chuck. Do you have soda or beer left?
Yes, plenty of each. Even fresh roadkill.
He waved his arm, showing off Rocky.
What the hell happened?
He ordered number 4, paid for it, and run away. I drag him down, give him order, and he die.
Fauna ran over to his body. He was passed out cold, but still breathing. He mumbled.
Say, Lemur. Fauna, from the real world.
It's okay, I got you, bird dog.
Red Undead Lemmings finished their song and spoke to the crowd.
I want to thank Wham Radio for having us tonight on this beautiful night. And I want to thank everybody for coming out and having a rocking great time with us. I hear we set a record today. And how many people can you fit inside a fairground at once?
Fauna got up on the stage.
Can I say a few words? On behalf of Wham Radio, I want to thank everyone for coming out. And yes, we did set a record for attendance today. However, I regret to inform everybody that the vendors are out of water. But they are now offering half-price beers till the end of the Red Undead Lemming set.
When Fauna got off the stage, a piggy woman had jumped up, but on the other side, she started taking pictures of the crowd and of her son. Or at least that's what she told the police. Red quickly went over and gently put his foot on her ass and nudged her off the stage. He said,
"This is my stage, honey. I didn't say you could be here. No fat chicks allowed."
Some of the crowd cheered and some of the crowd booed. After the song was over, Red announced,
"We will be right back. Gotta get us some cheap beer and then we'll play you all a couple more songs."
As Red got off the stage, two big cops were waiting for him to arrest him. They read him his rights and threw him in the back of a police car. Lemur asked the cop,
Wait, What did he do?
When he kicked that woman off the stage, he assaulted her.
Really? At least let him finish the set. Come on. You know people pay good money to see this.
Sorry. Can't do that. The woman wants him prosecuted to the full extent of the law for assault. So he's going to spend the night in jail.
As the big cops escorted Red to the back of the cop car, they whammed his head off the car before putting him inside. They also knocked Lemur in the ground for being in their way. The band crowded around Lemur in a panic.
What are we gonna do now? Who's gonna sing Turtles, Llamas, Lemurs?
Let's just pack it up. We're done without Red.
How bad is Red in trouble?
So bad that he's spending the night in jail.
Damn, that's not shatter at all. It's like solidly. No, that's not right.
You guys know, I wrote Turtles, Llamas, and Lemurs. I could perform it.
Oh yeah, that's right. You wrote that the same night you got arrested, Bird Dog. You were break-faced.
The band didn't say anything. They didn't know what to do, but they believed in Tommy, and he believed in Lemur.
Listen, you bunch of smelly lemon farts. Lem can do this. Let's go out there and give those fans one hell of an encore.
A stray Lemmy showed up with the beer for everybody, asking...
So what's going on? Where's Red?
The band went back on stage and got into position. Tommy grabbed the mic near his drum set and said...
Hello! Whoa!
He took the earpiece out of his ear.
So we got a special treat for you, Zol, tonight. Let's give a warm welcome to the lemur that created the song with Red and I. My best bud, Lamar Lemur.
The crowd went silent, only the crickets chirped.
Where's Red?
Lemur was standing at the microphone. He spoke to the crowd.
I'm gonna be honest with everybody. Red got arrested for kicking that woman.
He pointed to her.
Off his stage that we paid him to perform on. Now what he did was wrong, yeah. But he didn't deserve to be pulled from the show. Now let's show that woman what we think of this bullshit.
The crowd started chucking their beers and food at her, booing her. Lemur nodded at Tommy, and they counted off.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Turtles, Llamas, and Lemur starts to play. After the song was finished, the show was over. It was dusk, and everybody started clearing out. Lemur was going around grabbing what banners were left when Sadie approached him.
No, you killed that encore, Lem.
Yeah, you did. You are the real hero today.
Thanks, ladies, but when you do what you love, and with people you like and respect, it's not even work. You don't even notice.
So true.
Hey, did you ever find Rocky?
Yeah, the monkey butler had him. Thought he was dead, but just messed up from the stupid sugar cube he took that Red Undead Lemmings gave him.
Actually, I think it was Tommy.
So Fauna, Mom is gonna let you start the afternoon gig?
Yeah, okay. Maybe when my antlers fall off for the year.
You know how Mom is. She just wants to make sure you're overqualified before you do it, just in case something goes wrong.
Oh, I know. She is ridiculous sometimes. I'm gonna go check on Rocky.
Lemur and Sadie were alone now. They walked to the radio station vehicle and put the banners inside and sat in the back on the edge of the truck.
Look at the night sunset tonight. So pretty. Pink, orange, red to blue, against the stars.
Yeah, they say that means it's gonna be really warm tomorrow.
Who says that?
You never heard of that? It's like an ancient human myth or something like that. I don't know where I heard it, but it always kind of made sense.
Real smooth.
I am smooth. I'm as smooth as cream cheese. Or butter.
Oh yeah? How so?
I can say the only thing more beautiful than the sky right now is the gorgeous woman in front of me.
Sadie reached in and kissed Lemur on the lips.
You're such a good kisser.
Sadie, I really like you. When I look into your eyes, and you're looking back into mine, it's as if everything feels not quite normal. Cause I feel stronger and weaker, and excited and terrified all at the same time. Truth is, I don't know what I feel, but I know what kind of lemur I want to be.
Did you just quote Spider Guy to me? Who knew you were such a romantic?
I'd really like to date you and treat you like my queen. But when you're ready.
You had me a bee and a queen. Together we can forge 9 rings and rule all over the realm.
I like your weird sense of humor. But what do you think?
Do I think? No, I don't think so. I don't think I could handle being a rock star's girlfriend.
I thought you said you didn't think.
That's why I like you, Lemur. You call my bluffs.
They kissed again.
Do you believe in a perfect moment? Like, everything is where it's supposed to be?
I do now.
In the distance, you could hear Rocky scream.
Yeah!